We're spending the next few minutes with one of the most celebrated sopranos in the world, Jessi Norman. Now, she's known for singing arias in places like La Scala and the Met, which is why you may not be used to hearing her sound like this.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go tell that midnight rider, tell the gambler, ambler, backbiter, tell him God Almighty's gonna cut him down. Stop!
That's Jessi Norman singing God's Gonna Cut You Down, a folk song, and it appears on her first solo recording in more than 10 years. It's called Roots, My Life, My Song.
This music has been playing in my spirit and in my soul all of my life, and I was remembering all of the things that I used to listen to as a child and all of the music that accompanies me on tour and those sort of various hotel rooms and all the rest of it.
My baby don't care for shows. My baby don't care for clothes. My baby just cares for me.
Now, you've included on this recording some of the most iconic songs of some of the biggest American names in music.
Yes.
You do a version of My Baby Just Cares For Me.
Yes.
Which is, of course, a song so closely associated with Nina Simone.
Of course.
Sort of her signature song. Why did you pick that one?
Well, I chose the songs that everybody would recognize, so why not? I don't believe in standing on the sidelines and sort of seeing whether or not something is going to work. I believe in sort of jumping into it and enjoying it. And this is exactly what we do with this presentation.
One performer who was a huge influence on you, I gather, is Duke Ellington. You include several works of his on this recording.
In my solitude.
Did you ever meet him? You must have known him, I assume.
No, I didn't.
No,
no, I'm afraid it's sort of too young and experienced at the time. But I did have the experience of seeing him walk across the road, sort of near the Cathedral of St. John the Divine, when I was a student at Howard University and had come to New York for something or the other that was being performed at St. John. And somebody said, "Look, there's Duke Ellington." And we simply stopped in our tracks and stared. And no one would have thought of going up to him and actually saying anything. It was enough just to know that that incredible spirit was actually walking across the road and we could see him.
You do a very flirty, very jazzy version of Habanera.
Yes.
From Carmen. And I actually, let me play a little bit of this because I want to talk to you about how you did it.
Okay.
You're in your element there. You sound like you're having fun.
I'm having a great time.
Now, you have done that aria many, many times over the
yes.
years in many places.
Yeah.
Jessi Norman, you are now 65 years old.
No. My next birthday, I will be 65.
Your next birthday. Well, we won't get ahead of it then.
We'll give you
the 64. Do you sing that aria differently now than you did at 24, 34?
Oh, but of course, I sing everything differently than I did 20 years ago or more. Life infuses one's thoughts on everything. And whereas when I first started singing the Bizet, of course, I would no doubt have been rather more glued to the black dots on the page and wanting to sort of be absolutely sort of in touch with what Maestro Ozawa and the orchestra in France was doing, and that we were all doing this at the same time together. But over the course of time, I have become freer.
What about, if I may ask, the technical expression? Is there a point in the career of every great soprano where suddenly you realize that the high notes are getting harder to hit?
The high notes are always hard to hit. I mean, one has to understand how high notes even happen. The vocal cords have to vibrate so very, very quickly. And this takes a great deal of physical energy, and it makes perfect sense that it would become more of an effort, perhaps, to make sure that those notes are absolutely where they're supposed to be. Because all of those things that one does with sort of the wonderfulness of youth have to be done with perhaps more technical thought a bit later on.
It sounds like part of the equation is by the time you're 64, you're wise enough to know how hard it is to hit the high notes.
I think that if one is very lucky, one is wise about more than just high notes.
Oh, when the saints go marching in.
That's Jessie Norman doing what she does, bringing the house down. She's just released her first solo album in a decade. It's called Roots, My Life, My Song. Jessie Norman, thanks so much for stopping by.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
And you can hear more songs from Jessie Norman's new album at our website, nprmusic.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Oh, Lord, I want to be in that number. Oh, when the stars begin to fall. Oh, when the sun drips down.